קטעים נבחרים מתוך מאמר מתן תורה.
Chosen excerpts from the article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah of Baal HaSulam. Excerpt number one. Love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva says, this is a great klal, a great rule in the Torah. This statement of our sages demands explanation. The word klal indicates a sum of details that, when put together, form the collective. Thus, when he says about the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, that it is a great klal in the Torah, we must understand that the rest of the 612 mitzvot in the Torah, with all their interpretations, are no more and no less than the sum of the details inserted and contained in that single mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. This is quite perplexing, because you can say that regarding mitzvot between man and man, but how can that single mitzvah contain all the mitzvot between man and God, which are the essence and the vast majority of the laws?
Yes, please. Questions? I'm willing to answer. If not, we're going to go forward.
Excerpt number two. Here is, there comes before us a second saying, even more conspicuous, about a convert who came to Hillel and told him, teach me the whole of the Torah while I am standing on one leg. And he replied, anything that you hate, do not do to your friend. The translation of love your friend as yourself. And the rest is its commentary. Go study. Here before us is a clear law that in all 612 mitzvot and in all the writings in the Torah, there is none that is preferred to the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. This is because they only aim to interpret and allow us to observe the mitzvah of loving others properly. Since they specifically says, the rest of it is commentary, go study. Which means that the rest of the Torah is interpretations of that one mitzvah. That the mitzvah to love your friend as yourself could not be completed were it not for them.
Ita 4.
Rav, io non capisco. Perché soltanto correggendo il rapporto?
Rav, I don't understand. Why only when you correct the relations between people, we bring the world to a balanced state?
Because man includes everything. Man includes everything. And other than men, there's nothing else. If you correct him, you automatically include in him the still vegetative and animate. Whole reality includes Yud, K, Vav, K, still vegetative, animate, speaking. If you correct the speaking through the intention, by the intention of the speaking, you are correcting the forms of animate, vegetative, and still. They don't have intentions, they live according to nature. That's it. So it's enough for us to correct men in order to correct all of reality. All of reality is included inside of men. Naturally.
L'estinzione di animali, il tutto quello che accade anche proprio nella natura stessa.
It's also as there's the extinction of different species and all that also depends on man?
Of course, it's because of man. And it's not because we're cutting down trees or we're burning some fossil fuel, and by that we're polluting the air and the earth. No, that's not what it's about. It's all inside our intentions. That is where the transgression, and that is where the solution.
Beseder? Yofi. PT 29.
What is the proselyte who asks on one foot?
All of this exists in each and every person.
Go and tell
those qualities in you that don't yearn to the Creator. This means that they exist on one leg, the egoistic leg. Explain things to them in such a way that they will nevertheless understand what their work should be about.
Florida?
Yes, Rav, thank you. It says, the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, could not be completed were it not for them. That's the rest is commentary. Why could it not be completed if not for the rest of them?
Love your friend as yourself, yes, but you need to know how to realize it, how to implement it, because you don't have direct access to love of others. You're cut off from that. Rather, only through all these means, these efforts inside a group, the influence of the light on you, of the group on a person, you can reach correction. Otherwise, no. Belarus?
Рав, у меня есть небольшая путаница вот в этом отрывке. Почему в ответе Гилеля?
I have a little confusion in the excerpt we read. Why in the answer of Hillel? Don't do is translated as love thy friend, because we learned that bestow is to bestow, and
I don't understand. It says love your friend as yourself. This is a great rule of the Torah. This is what Rabbi Akiva said. Hillel said, don't do it to your friend that which you hate. So what do you have to say about it? Because don't do to your friend that which you hate is half of life. This is, do not cause harm to the other. Because I'm evil from the outset. And if I don't, to not harm the other requires correction. This is the mitzvot of do not do. The negative mitzvot. Because I feel good if I cause harm to others. You don't understand me, then you don't know me. I'm telling you, this is how it is. I enjoy from lowering the others, harming them somehow. By that, I feel myself greater, higher than them. So they say, first of all, these desires in which you wish to harm the other, you have to correct. This is half the way. By that, you're coming out of the definition of being a Gentile, will to receive. Then you have the next step in order to bestow. Can you do it or not? Try to do it one by one, and this way you'll reach corrections. PT 23.
Yes, Rav, to continue the matter of don't do to others what you is hated upon you, is there a connection between this sentence and the restriction that we have to do on our behalf in the beginning of the work?
Of course. In the restriction, you take upon yourself a limitation not to use the will to receive to your pleasure. This means that you will not harm the other ever.
And Rav, if I can continue, the matter of this tzimtzum, of this restriction, if we, in the 10, feel that we have truly come this morning to love between us, and it's really what we talked about. Is there also a restriction that needs to be done on that so that it won't enter the vessels of reception? And what's the right work in such a stage?
No. For the time being, continue. Later you will place different distinctions on it. For the time being, Allah will cover all transgressions. First let it cover. Then you'll notice various limitations, conditions. Latin free.
Cuando hablamos de ama a tu prójimo como a ti mismo, ¿habla solo de amar a Israel o al resto?
When they talk about love thy friend as thyself, they say only about the love of Israel or all the nations.
Love your friend as yourself has to exist all over the world, between all people and towards everyone. But we have to start and teach everyone. We have to first teach ourselves and then teach everyone else. That's how it should be. We will reach it. And all the best to Avram. Latin 3. I like this guy.
Ashkelon.
No more questions?
We have Ashkelon. Hello. If I assume that the friends in the 10, then the love towards them and the nikudot and tamim, which is nullification and faith in the connection above us?
I didn't understand it.
Again.
It's like from within a barrel.
Again, Ashkelon. Sorry, if I assume that the friends in my 10 are otiyot, are letters, in a word, then
you shouldn't. Why would you confuse yourself? Okay, let's say there are letters in a word, and
so the connection between us, the love that we build between us, are nekudot and tamim.
No, I'm not getting into it. These kind of confusions I do not get into. You can get into it. It's your business. I'm not answering it, and I'm not attracting our audience to that.
Excerpt number 3. We were commanded, love your friend as yourself. The word yourself tells us, love your friend to the same extent you love yourself. Not one bit less. In other words, you must constantly and vigilantly satisfy the needs of every person, at least in the Israeli nation, no less than you are always vigilant to satisfy your own needs. This is utterly impossible, for not many can satisfy their own needs during their daily work. So how can you tell them to work to satisfy the wishes of the entire nation? And we couldn't possibly think that the Torah exaggerates, for it warns us to not add or subtract, indicating that these words and laws were given with utter precision. Again, we were commanded, love your friend as yourself. The word yourself tells us that you should love your friend to the same extent that you love yourself, and not one bit less. In other words, you must constantly and vigilantly satisfy the needs of every person, at least in the Israeli nation. No less than you are always vigilant to satisfy your own needs. This is utterly impossible. For not many can satisfy their own needs during their daily work. So how can you tell them to work to satisfy the wishes of the entire nation? And we couldn't possibly think that the Torah exaggerates, for it warns us to not add nor subtract, indicating that these words and laws were given with utter precision.
That really brings me to despair. That I have to be in a, like you, in love for the other. Is it possible even? Stuff, or even impossible. What to do?
Latin 3.
Hola, maestro. Quiero saber.
Hello, teacher. I would like to know if I understood correctly the last text. The mitzvot of not doing to others what you do to the one done to yourself, as on the left line, from, does that also give us the possibility to bestow, even though it's from the desire to receive?
What did he ask, Niv?
I didn't understand.
Me too. Repeat, please.
Repeat, please.
Sí, mi pregunta es la mitzvot.
Yes, my question is the mitzvot of don't do to others what you don't want done to yourself. Is that on the left line or inside the desire to receive? Love your friend as yourself is the right line above reason?
Why are they bringing this into the structure of the Patsuf? This is a place for confusion. I would just accept it like that and that's it. Is allowed or prohibited. There are so many actions inside the Patsuf. I don't want to get into it. It will be confusing to everyone. Because I'm thinking when I'm speaking, if it will be understood by everyone. Don't ask about that which we did not discuss. Was Galilee?
Good morning, Rav. About that last excerpt, how can I satisfy the needs of all the nation if I can barely satisfy the needs of my 10? We have such a big ego that barely lets us do anything.
You need to provide not only to the 10 or to the nation, but to the whole world. You need to be responsible for the whole world to pass them all the abundance. How can it be? Each and every one of us has a point in the heart. A point. He's connected to the Creator in this point. Only through this point. He's connected directly to the Creator without any other mediators. So you're obligated to connect to the Creator and pass to the whole 10 and to all the people in Israel. The entire group, our entire world group. And then to all of humanity, you must pass all the upper light. And that's it. Why? How can you do it? Specifically, you can do it, and each and every one can do it through that special point that exists in them, which is connected to the Creator. And that stems from the shattering. Therefore, everyone must do it. That's why it says that each one is responsible for everyone else.
Moscow free.
Раф, а вот каббалист на духовной ступени, он всех любит одинаково или кого-то больше, кого-то меньше? И вообще, в чем каждая ступень? Она в качестве любви или в присоединении все больше душ в любви внутри себя?
От камыша Адам Оле Бесулама Мадрегот.
As much as a person climbs the ladder of degrees, he includes in him more and more vessels of the others. These vessels are highly diverse in the degrees of steel, vegetative, animate, and speaking in each and every one. And depending on the degree of the person that includes all of them, that's what determines it. It's not simple. Each and every soul has its own ranking.
Ivro Eser.
Hebrew 10.
My dear teacher, everything we learn, everything we do all these years, eventually, to come to everything we learn, we need dissemination. Is that right?
Yep. If you only do that, you will certainly be on the right path. Certainly. Invest yourself only in dissemination, and by that you'll obtain love of others, because you do it for them. By that you will obtain love of the Creator, because through you He clothes in the other. You will become a keter to everyone, because you're connected to the Creator, in order to pass the upper light to everyone else. In dissemination, you perform all the corrections that need to be for the whole world. There is nothing higher than that.
So the greatest importance in all this study is the dissemination. There's nothing you can do.
Right.
PT 23.
Hello, I heard that we need to constantly come to a state where the Creator will complete for me. Where can we come to a bad thought that comes in my mind towards a friend, the moments I cut it off? How do I bring the Creator to correct that nature that brought to that thought?
Again,
I heard that we have to constantly come to a state where the Creator completes things for me. And when the moment I had a bad thought about a friend, I identify it, the bad nature in it that rose in me. How, from the moment that I identified that thought and I stop it, I cut it off, how do I bring the Creator to correct that bad nature in me for that thought?
But what are you cutting? You don't need to cut anything. You just need to bring the Creator. The Creator should fix it. On top of the negative thought, you connect to the Creator and you want Him to take care of that. Yeah, like a little child. You grab him and you bring him to your problem.
Sorry, but I'm continuing with the line that, let's say something rose in me, like, don't do to others that you don't want done to yourself. And I got some thought about it caused a bad love to my friend. Do I continue with that line? I feel like it brings some kind of negative thought towards a friend.
You bring the Creator and then you'll understand what next, what should you do next? Because in your light, we shall see light. Moscow 2.
Написано не прибавь и не убавь и многоточие. О чем здесь говорится?
It's written don't add and don't detract.
Exactly what is needed from my will to receive in order to correct it. Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. It's obvious that I have to pray to the Creator to help me to love my friend as myself. What is the prayer to the Creator for the friend in this regard?
Start creating a prayer in the ten for this friend, that you pray for him, so he will get all the abundance. The Creator won't forget about him. The Creator will advance him, will have mercy over him and his family, will give you love for him, and so on and so forth. Go ahead, compose such a prayer. PT 31.
Lo shomim shum davar.
Can't hear anything.
Now you should hear. Rav, you said that H is capable. What happens with friends that feel that their life now is complex and they are not capable? It's not their time to disseminate. It's not their time to push to 10. And they're in such a long period of time this way, a very passive time. How do you come out of such a state?
Only by connecting to the 10. More and more, as much as you can be in the 10. Only by that, you find in the 10 the upper force, the force of the Creator, because I dwell among my people, and that's how you advance. There's no chance otherwise. Don't look for answers anywhere else, only here.
I come from a state where I expect that the 10 will help me, to a state where I want to help the 10.
Good, let both be like this all the time. I to my beloved to me. That's how it should be. Latin 7.
Buen día, Rav. Pregunto.
Good day, Rav. How do the 99%, how can they understand the 1%? How will they be able to follow us? How will they believe us? How will they come to a state? Will they follow us? What do we need to do so that they will follow us? So that we'll be an example to them.
Look, it's the work we have to do. I can't interpret that. We have to spread in the field. And the main thing is the writers, photographs or photo shoots, everything you disseminate. And then we have to organize study groups. And then another coronavirus will come and we'll be able to explain to people even more what is the role, what is the purpose, and in this way we'll advance.
Info.
Yes, we want to rapidly go over the schedule for today and tomorrow, so we'll put the slide up.
Why quickly? Why quickly? Is there any reason?
No, we're simply not trying to not take too much of the time of the friends and of the lesson. So at 10:30 we will have a writer's meeting. The writer's meeting will be broadcasted. Please note that it will be broadcasted and translated on Svivatva. You're welcome to go directly. It'll be on 10:30 to 11:30 on Svivatava only. Then from 1 to 2, there will be a recorded lesson. Please note that there's a change here. From 1 to 2, there is a recorded lesson, one of the parts of the morning lesson. We will see it together. And then from 2 to 3, we will do a workshop on a topic that we saw from the recorded lesson and a direct lesson from 2 to 3. 1 to 2, recorded lesson, and then from 2 to 3, a live direct lesson. We're going to do a workshop together with the guidance of our friends from the World Kli. And then later on at 8 o'clock in the evening, we will connect to a gathering of friends, a global gathering of friends, very special. that it would, you really don't want to miss. Our friends from Croatia are arranging it with other friends from Europe from 8 to 9 Israel time, the world gathering of friends there. And then the next day, the regular schedule for Saturday, if we can see the slide. Well, until they show us the slide, we'll just say that it's a regular schedule. From a quarter to 4:45, we have the lesson preparation to 4, and then from 4 to 7 lesson. At 7 to 7:30, we'll have a Kabbalistic meal. You're invited to bring something, some food and drink, and we'll feast together. Saturday afternoon, we also have lesson prep from 2:30 to 2:45. Live the preparation, then the lesson from 2:45 to 4:45, then preparation for the women lesson from 4:45 to 5, and from 5 to 6 we'll have a women's lesson guided by our instructors, and then from 7:30 to 8:30 we'll have a women world gathering. That's our schedule. We can go to a song.
Everything's gonna be alright. The sun will shine. Laor shechoder achshav el haneshama. Tal vez vienen y fuertes nos harán. Por eso, amigo, debes aguantar.
Я знаю, что есть свет.
Но без твоей света нет.
There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already had gone.
Bechol makom, bechol katze, nargish et ha'am ha'chaim.
Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
Лямших кадима. Yashar el haor.
Adelante, adelante. Con fuego en tus ojos ya.
Yeah, keep moving, keep moving. Until the sun will rise.
Sun will
Продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
Лямших кадима, яшар.